It's a sunny Saturday in February at the Fisherman's Bend gas station. Juneau resident Joyce Siepel is filling up her tank.
Do you usually go to this station?
Yeah, I do, but now I've been going to Fred Meyer because it was cheaper. But now, yeah, I'll just watch. I like coming here. It's convenient. I love watching the water here. Well, I do it. Yeah, but they've been the most competitive during the winter.
Back on Valentine's Day, the Auk Bay station's prices were 3 to 40 cents cheaper than other stations in Juneau. DeHart's charged $3.50 per gallon, and the Fisherman's Bend station charged $3.51. Meanwhile, Mike's Airport Express was charging $3.70 per gallon. And downtown, the Delta Western station was charging $3.90. KTOO listeners have asked why gas is cheaper in Auk Bay. In this installment of Curious Juno, we find out.
I'm Matthew Lewis, professor of economics at Clemson University.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you study?
A lot of my research focuses on competition between gas stations and how consumers respond to prices and price changes at stations.
Lewis says demand within a city depends on where people are and how many stations they're driving by.
If consumers are driving or commuting a fair distance, they're probably passing more gas station options along the way. So that gives much more flexibility in where consumers might purchase.
So if someone lives in Auk Bay and drives to Lemon Creek or downtown for work every day, that driver passes by a lot of gas stations to choose from. And the Auk Bay stations need to keep prices low to try to catch those drivers before they go south.
It is on the, you know, the outskirts of where people are. It's not a convenient location for a lot of people. And so they, you know, they need to have a relatively low price to stay competitive. Whereas stations on a, you know, prominent, convenient part of a heavy traveled road or downtown can charge a high price, and many consumers will still go.
More broadly, four things affect the cost of gas, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The biggest is the cost of crude oil, which makes up more than half of the retail price of gasoline. Lower oil production drives up crude oil's cost per barrel. Refining costs, distribution costs, and taxes make up the rest. As those costs change, so do prices at the pump. But ultimately, Lewis says stations decide how much they think they can charge.
When the crude oil and refined gasoline prices go up, the stations have to raise their prices, and they do so fairly rapidly. But when oil and wholesale costs go down, the stations tend to be a little bit slower to lower their price.
Lewis says competition drives stations' prices, even within the same neighborhood. Back in October, the Juneau Empire reported an 80-cent per gallon difference between the two Auk Bay stations.
Prices do change regularly, and so consumers really often aren't all that well informed about what different stations are charging at different points in time.
So next time you need to fill up, call around to a few stations. The lowest price could be closer than you think. And if you're opting for another form of transportation,
take a moment to look around and locate your nearest exit. It may be behind you.
Ever wondered why it's sometimes cheaper to fly from Juneau to Seattle than to Ketchikan? Some of our listeners have.
We hope you enjoy our 1 hour and 59 minute flight to Seattle.
For this bonus mini episode of Curious Juneau, here's Alaska Travelgram writer Scott McMurrin.
I'll answer that by asking a question. How many airlines fly between Juneau and Seattle?
Two?
You are correct. I'm going to give you a merit badge for that. So Alaska and Delta compete on that route, particularly in the summer. The next question is, how many airlines offer jet service between Juneau and Ketchikan?
I think just one.
Just one.
So, just like gas prices, it all comes down to competition. Multiple airlines will compete for customers. But if one airline has a monopoly on a route, like Alaska Airlines does on the Juneau to Ketchikan route, it's up to them to set the price. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.